Yeah,
it
maybe.
Works.
All right, anyway, welcome to Dial a Dork, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. I am live in my basement. And I am joined tonight by Dork Almighty Matt Manier. Speak! Woof! You wouldn't shut the fuck up 5 minutes ago. I'm also joined tonight by Dewey the Answer Man, the most esteemed Drew Ivan.
Hi.
Hi. So.
We didn't ever check my levels. Do I don't have any at all, do I?
There's well, we're going to have to wait a second.
Wait until it gets past the broken part of the monitor. How about if I turn this on, perhaps?
Try turning it on.
Do I want low imp or high imp? That low imp seems pretty high to me.
It's like, what is that, impedance or impedance?
Impudence.
Impudence?
Yes.
Okay, anyway, so here we are. Hopefully your levels are where they need to be. You want to try one more time?
Me?
Yeah, go ahead, try
yes,
one more
I'd
time.
Yes, I'd very much like to try one more time. Are you monitoring on that monitor that's not, like, occluded by whatever? Is that the black goo from X-Files?
Yeah. Okay, that looks pretty good. You could probably turn up a little bit.
No, it's the black goo from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Well, then never mind. I think it's fine.
You can turn it up a little bit. It's got a on at the control deck.
So you mean I have to, like, I'm bad at this.
Welcome to Open Firmware. The system time and date is 3:25 on July 4th, 2007.
Okay, so Matt, what are you doing over there? Why are you talking about Open Firmware?
So I learned this cool thing because, you know, I haven't used a Mac since the, I haven't used a Macintosh since Macintosh GS.
Macintosh GS?
That's the only Mac I've ever used before.
That sounds old.
Oh, yeah. That's like just after the Apple IIe days.
Is that like, that's like, what is it? Like just after the Lisa?
This is barely after you were born, I think.
Shut the fuck you, man.
Fuck you, man. Anyway, so I learned something interesting that Apple computers post, like, I don't know, the early to mid-90s, do not have BIOSes.
Like, they don't have BIOSes?
No, they have this thing called Open Firmware.
Well, isn't that a BIOS?
But it's not. In the traditional sense, in that it is true, it's an open source type firmware.
Oh, so you're so just saying
it's not
BIOS
proprietary.
Is closed source?
Yeah, it's not like Phoenix and AmiBIOS and Award BIOS.
Okay,
those
are proprietary BIOSes. But a BIOS is just what is it? What are they? What is it? Basic input out.
Yes. Basic
what is it?
Output system.
Basic input output system.
Burping input output.
Slob.
System. Slob.
So my question to you is, this open firmware, does it function in the same capacity as a BIOS?
It is similar, yes.
So is it a BIOS?
No.
It is not.
Because from what I've been able to read, and quite honestly, I didn't delve into it very deeply, but it's almost like one step on top of, and if this doesn't work, I'm going to be.
I'm telling you.
It worked all the time when I was, the CD drive worked when I was fooling around with it and like putting in audio CDs and stupid shit like that.
I could not get it to boot.
Off of the CD
from
drive.
From a CD or start to install or anything.
Can't open CD. So, well, let's try this one more time.
Why didn't you try to boot from it holding down C? Like you did the other one.
Oh, we could try that. Because I'm at the open firmware prompt, and you're supposed to be able to just say boot CD. It's kind of like using the
that's
kind of
neat, actually.
Grub. It's a little bit in between what I would call Linux grub and BIOS.
You're a Linux grub.
You're a Linux slug.
Okay, so okay, raise your hand if you got an iPhone. Raise your hand if you got an iPhone. No one's raising their. Why isn't anyone raising their hand?
Because we're all computer nerds and understand that we should wait for the next rev before we go and spend $600 on a toy.
They sold 700,000 of them.
They did, and a lot of people are very happy with them.
Can we do a quick? Let's see, 700,000. Wait, yes, star or asterisk 599. Is that how much they cost?
Well, there was the $599 and $499 price points, I believe.
So I mean, assume
should we say 549?
Yeah, assume a 50-50 split, although that's probably not correct.
$384 million.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That's bigger than any Hollywood weekend.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, Transformers hasn't opened yet.
That's true.
Fair enough.
We're going to...
Neither has Rush Hour 3.
Which I want to see, too. That should be fun.
What is up with Chris Tucker making a movie every few years, but still commanding the... He's in the $20 million club. He's getting $25 million for Rush Hour 3.
Branding and name recognition. The dude's well-known.
He's Ooh. Been in like five movies. Yeah, exactly.
Drew doesn't count because he doesn't watch movies, so he doesn't know any of these people. He probably doesn't even know who Jackie Chan is.
He knows who Jackie Chan
Barely.
Is. I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Name Jackie Chan movies other than Rush Hour.
Rush Hour 3.
Other than Rush Hour.
Rush Hour 2.
Other than Rush Hour.
Come on.
I got nothing.
See? He doesn't count. He's not in the demographic.
There was that one.
Yeah, there was. There were a couple ones.
And I don't know much about movies. Exposed my weakness.
Chris Tucker. Rush Hour 3. Rush Hour 2. Rush Hour. Jackie Brown. Money Talks. The Fifth Element. Dead Presidents. Panther. Friday. House Party 3. And he was in one episode of Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah,
he was also on Def Comedy Jam.
Yeah, I mean, he's
now,
a stand-up
listen,
comedian.
He's done
for a while.
Basically, look, he played a bodyguard in Panther, so I don't even know if that's much of a role at all. But, I mean, basically, he's been in like eight movies.
Yeah.
And he's getting $20 million a movie.
Are you dissing him for not being in very many movies?
No, it's amazing, actually. He was in two movies, three movies in 95. Three movies in 97, Rush Hour 98, and then Rush Hour 2 in 01, and now Rush Hour 3 in 07. That's it.
It's a good gig if you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he does a lot of like charity work and stuff, and he also went crazy, and he testified at the Michael Jackson trial.
Okay.
So I don't know what's up with that, but he testified at one of the Michael Jackson trials. He had like some sort of episode. I don't know if he was like running around naked or something in the middle of the street or some... Oops, I told you.
Damn, this is terrible. I wonder, can you do a network install off of these?
Yes, actually. You can do a FireWire
install.
You can do a FireWire mode.
I'm so smart.
Well, I read something about that, too.
But you need another Mac to do it.
You do?
Yeah.
You can't just get a FireWire external
drive?
No,
you basically... No. Oh, I see what you're saying. No, what you do is you... Oh, I don't know about that.
Or a US, do you have a USB CD-ROM drive?
I have a PCM CIA.
Does this have a PCM CIA slot?
Look on the left-hand side, because there ain't the one on the right.
It's got a funky little port.
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
I think that's it.
That's the slot, and that's the eject button.
If you grab my backpack, you can try it, but I don't know if you're going to be able to boot from it.
Well, open firmware seems to have the ability to, say, boot whatever device.
You have a PCM CIA backpack?
He does.
That's hot.
You know, backpack used to be... the big brand in portable CD players.
I did not know that.
Portable CD-ROMs and writers. It was a... what was the brand on those backpacks? Micro something, like Microline or something like
that.
Are
you sure it wasn't iOmega?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay.
Anywho, so on tonight's show...
tonight's
show. We've got a couple of why-wows. We've got a Tim Wurzel's Bare Metal Question of the Week.
Which is oddly appropriate.
Oddly appropriate.
It was very, very freaky. I was a little bit weirded
oddly
out.
Oddly appropriate. And then...
why is it oddly appropriate?
Well, you'll see when you... If you did,
when
did
we
you not
read
it.
I'll read it to you.
Yeah, but I don't pay attention to it.
I'll read
it.
All right, let me go get the backpack.
Okay, you go... Bring the whole damn backpack. Yeah. Go to the front hallway and look to your right. So,
while Matt's out of the room, we're going to replace his regular coffee with Folgers crystals.
We're going to replace his Macintosh with Folgers crystals.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious. Actually, we should do it with the power book. You've seen that, haven't you? He sent the fake power book to the scammer in England. And people were all about it. And they a guy even scoped out the place where it was sent to see if the guy brought it back or not.
Yeah.
And he sent it with full customs and everything, and yeah. And it was just a notebook with keys glued to it. When I say notebook, I mean a three-ring a binder. Okay, listen up and listen good. I got to tell you something about this
here. Believe me later.
I gotta tell you something about this.
I thought you were about to rap.
Yo, 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 I can't rap unless I'm rapping along with the song and I already know the lyrics. Then I can rap like a champ because I'm a mimic.
That was sort of a rap things. Right there.
You're a doppelganger.
I rap like a champ because I'm a mimic.
A mimic?
Cornemic. Look, you have to plug it in, and it has to be on battery / DC. It just won't take power. It's supposed to be able to run off the power from a PCMCIA slot, but it just won't do it. So here's the card.
Right,
here's the card. But before you put it in, you're going to want to plugger. And you can use the that dangly over there.
This has got to be exciting radio for someone.
All right, yeah, this is awesome. We just plugged it in. Nope, you've got it upside down.
Dear Lord.
There you go. Plug it in.
That would have booted the drive off the Macintosh if you had booted it with the card upside down.
Is it not ejecting?
It is not ejecting.
You may have to turn on the... Maybe restart the computer. Can you restart? We're going to restart.
Shouldn't it eject anyone?
I know, but... It may need, like... I don't know what's going to happen.
We might have to do the paperclip test.
Well, it should... I mean, it really should eject. It's not ejecting. Fuck.
Your technology blows.
Shit, fuck.
So
cock
if you have any
monkey.
Technical questions, just email them to us. We're obviously really good at...
We know what the fuck we're doing.
Give me a damn paperclip. Everybody knows that you can open a CD-ROM drive with a paperclip.
Yeah, but it does. I mean, if it's not opening, that means it's not responding to, like, regular, you know, normal power. Why don't you go into that open firmware and see if you have to, like, you know, do something to wake up the PCMCIA slot or some shit.
Yeah.
Bitch. What are you? Option what? Option... Jesus.
It's actually...
Option FU?
It's actually very, very mnemonic.
Oh, is it FOF? Option OF, open firmware?
It's Apple Option OF. So, yeah. Apple open firmware. Very, very mnemonic.
There you go. It is so mnemonic, it's unbelievable. So, I'm telling you, if it's really working, it'll open on its own. If it's really, like... What are you doing?
I am typing the word dev alias to show me a list of all devices and their aliases in the system.
Dev alias. Why do you know so much?
Because I spent some time Googling open firmware commands.
Why do you know so much?
Because I am a nerd.
I am the dork almighty.
On tab. On.
Curve flap.
Okay. So what did I say we had? We had YWOWs. We had a Tim Wurzel's question. I don't think we have any videos.
I'll look for some. I'm doing show notes this week.
Oh, great. We're going to have
this
show notes.
This is the first time in like a bajillion years we've had show notes.
How long has it been since I've been here?
Like, a bajillion years.
Last time we had show notes. I've actually taken to changing the post that says no show notes because I've been such a dickweed about doing that.
I was going to play the classic quarterback.
I've been picked off three times in a row, so I've had to back off. I've had something picked off of me.
Well, there is no readily available option that says PCMCIA, so... what other things do you think it might be under? Card bus? Card bus is probably right.
Card bus, sure. Yeah. That's it. Card bus.
Card bus. I'm going to see if I can do that.
Well, okay, give it a try. Anyway, so we have... maybe we should just go right into Tim Wurzel's question because I'm just... Wait. None of us have an iPhone, so we can't talk about that. I got a question for you. Here's this article on Dig. Light from the first stars in the universe... Images made by taking very deep exposures, then subtracting away all known light sources appear to show the light from the very first stars in the universe. Now, wait a minute. Light from the very first stars in the universe? Why do I feel like we shouldn't be able to see that or something?
Why not?
Unless they're... I guess if they still exist.
I mean, according to Hawking,
it takes some time to get here.
Events that move forward in the space-time cone from the Big Bang should be viewable in some way.
How come when I go to dig.com, I get a page that says we'll be back shortly?
Because they're dead.
Well, I went there a half an hour ago, and it's still sitting here.
Don't go back. They're broken. You broke it, Irv.
I didn't do shit, man. Oh, so I think we can all agree it's good to have friends. Scooter Libby, not going to jail.
That is the biggest travesty. Well, maybe not the biggest, but it is certainly up there.
It's a travesty.
It's stupid.
Travesty of justice. Uh-oh. Sorry, Poppy. Yeah, this is shitty radio so far. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about. Anyone got anything? We need Dory. We've been doing so well. Dory's, like, done the last couple of shows.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I listened to last week's show. She's making a day-by-day calendar. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, Tim sent an email and recommended the services of, like, an expert on, like, packaging and branding and stuff.
Well, I'll have an update on this PowerBook thing. I have an appointment at the Apple Store Friday morning at 10 with the Genius Bar to go to have it re-OS'd.
Okay.
I told the dude I'd replace the hard drive.
Well, so you can't boot from a CD no matter what you do?
It didn't let me. I'll give it another shot. We'll see
what
happens.
I'm trying to think if I have any other options, any other devices that you could... Could it from a USB CD-ROM? Ow!
Well, that's what I asked you, if you had a USB
CD-ROM. I forgot! Jesus, I have something. Hey, shut up. I have something. Wait. Here. Look. It's got one of these adaptoids on it.
That's whack.
What the hell is that?
This is called a CD-ROM drive.
That's like how do you power it?
Hold on. You power it with power.
We need some Energon for this CD drive.
What's that called so I can put it in the show notes?
Oh, that's like a huge external power connector with a brick. Weird.
It's one of these, you know, it's an adapter.
So for those of you listening at home,
it's a USB.
An internal CD drive with some weird Lexan thing bolted onto the back of it. Where you would normally connect it to, like,
your IDE ribbon cable.
Yeah.
It's just a thing. Look, they have these now. They have a lot of them. For, like, $20 or $30 at Micro Center, you can get one that can do... That basically turns any hard drive... You need a power cord. Here.
It's Herb's basement. There's power cords. There's
fucking power cords.
There's power cords all over the place.
Here. Is it plugged in?
Yeah, it is. Okay, here we go. Here we go. There's
anyway,
green.
This
I got green.
Clear plastic adaptometron goes from the IDE port a USB port?
Yeah, it's got a USB, A to B.
And he's plugging it in with, like, bare wires from an old toaster or something.
No, these things come with an external power adapter thing for the drive. So you can take any internal drive and turn it into an external drive by using these devices. I've got one
that
can
do for cooling?
I've got one that can do 3.5-inch drive, 2.5-inch drive, and SATA.
Nice.
And it's USB 2, and it's just got all the different connectors on it, and it takes the power, and it's just nifty.
That's great. It's wonderful. Do you have a USB cable?
Well, of course I do. You really think I would get you this far and then skimp out on the actual USB cable? I just don't know where
it
is.
Drew is connecting the external power connector, what we would normally see coming out of the power supply, to the back of the CD drive.
Pull the plastic thing off and do the power first. See, it has a gap, you know, that can go around it. It's like the gap of Rohan.
It's exactly like the gap of Rohan, you dweeb.
What do I have here? What's this?
What? A USB cable!
Here you go. So there it is. This is cobbled together.
Yeah,
this is
worthy of Scotty.
Well, here, why don't you put it over there, Drew? Because you have a little flat.
We made a little space. That's what that little space was for, Drew.
There it is.
Yeah, I didn't want to bogart the USB.
You know, you have it upside down. You have it upside down. Well, yeah, because it's a lot easier to put a CD in when it's right side up.
Okay.
Did you plug it into the USB port?
Yes, I did, but I need the PCMCI thing back because I left the CD in the thing.
Yeah, guess what won't eject now?
Well, it's not it might not do it because the is this thing on?
No.
There it goes. Now now try to eject it.
Not only is it clear plastic.
Oh yeah, it lights up. It has LEDs and stuff in the back.
Wow.
Try ejecting it now.
Yes, sir.
Hey-o!
Remember on Apollo 13 when they said you're gonna need the control box and a plastic tube and a sweat sock? Remember that part?
I don't remember what the sweat sock was for.
They were trying to build some filtering, a makeshift filtering thing, I think.
Okay.
That's what this reminds me of.
You know what? While you're sitting there commentating, can you look up and see if there's an easier way to select boot device on boot up for these things? Like you hold down some key, like...
Sure.
You know,
select boot device.
This is going to be like the number one podcast for people who have dead Macs at home and are trying to...
Dead Mac.
Reboot and select proper boot...
Yeah.
Apple Macintosh boot key combos.
What are they?
Hey! Boot from CD. C. Boot from specific SCSI ID. Command, Op, Shift, Delete, Pound.
Maybe not.
What am I looking for?
How about
for?
USB?
It's not a SCSI ID.
Boot... select volume to start from?
Maybe.
Start in FireWire drive mode.
Ooh, that would be nice, but this isn't FireWire, it's USB.
No, but actually what that means is it turns this computer into basically an external hard drive. That's what FireWire...
Okay.
And then you use another Mac to blow...
Damn it, Drew, you should have brought your Mac.
I don't think it would have been compatible. It's 150 years
Hold
old.
Down the...
Bicentennial Mac.
Bicentennial Mac. Is it red, white, and blue?
Sweet. Choosing startup disks.
Yeah.
The C key forces the Mac to start from... This doesn't work with some older Macs or clones that didn't use Apple. They require Command, Shift, Option, Delete.
Yeah.
Command, Shift, Option, Delete bypasses the disk select external device or from CD-ROM. Try Control, Shift, Option, Delete.
Command or Control?
I'm sorry. Command, Shift, Option, Delete. What is Command, Shift, Option, Delete?
Command is the picture of the Apple.
Yes, you're right. Sorry, I knew that. All right, here comes the big
nothing
cheese. Probably. Command, Shift, Option, Delete. What is
you
that?
You didn't like that at all.
What did it give you?
Well, that's the little Happy Mac with the question mark folder that says I can't detect.
That's
shit.
The finder.
I got no brains.
went insane. Got no brain.
What?
Option activates the new startup manager on the iBook Power Mac. And slot. The startup manager displays a rather cryptic set of icons indicating available startup volumes. Why don't you try just holding down Option when you start? Just hold down Option. Option.
I am holding Option.
Oh, is that Option?
Option is the same as Alt.
Oh. Why don't you try it? We're trying to boot
Do
this Mac.
Do you see the finger that is holding down the Option?
Okay. Is that the middle finger?
Dude.
I think Command Shift Option Delete only goes through SCSI drives.
What's that?
Now what does it do?
I don't know. What is to the right arrow? I think the left one means reboot. Is it trying to find bootable volumes?
Maybe.
Oh.
Try to the right. What is that?
So for those of you listening at home, we have two icons on this Macintosh screen. One is an arrow going in a circle, and one is an arrow going to the right.
I think arrow going in a circle means reboot.
And I think the arrow going to the right means...
The arrow going to the right
means
look for the next device?
Either that or it means continue
How about
booting
this?
Normally
Let's try,
rather than
boot
optionally.
Exit stage left.
Yeah, we
boot
need
Mac from USB. USB.
Oh, you're a
we
good
need,
Googler.
We need Dan the Master Googler.
Call him.
Well, Intel Macs can boot from USB drives.
No, this is not an Intel Mac.
Oh, right. Boot Power PC Macs via USB 2.0 drives?
Yes. Let's give that a try.
First off, I've tried and tried again over the years to boot various Power Macs via USB. Somewhere about the time the iMac G5 with the ambient light sensor was released, Apple tweaked their open firmware, which allowed us to boot Power PC Macs from USB 2 drives.
This is before that, so probably not then.
You need a USB 2 drive with OS X system installed. Okay, well this is like...
Yeah, we can't do this.
Well, wait. Hold Command Option FF.
Command
FF.
Option
FF.
How do you do FF? You can't do FF. It's impossible. Unless that means like, I don't know, F4.
Try holding down U when you boot up.
Dude, do the thing. Do the dev alias thing again.
I'm going to try something that Drew said.
Yeah,
try
I holding down. Just like you hold down C for CD, hold down U for USB.
What version does that say that that works on?
It says for the version that Matt has right now, you want to use U for, I don't know.
I hear the U with the CD-ROM drive spinning up. Oh, but it failed.
Oh.
Which one did you hear spinning up?
This.
You heard it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Funky.
Funky Cold Medina.
Funky Fresh.
Funky Cold Medina.
Go do the dev alias thing. Go into open firmware. Firmware.
All right, I need two hands.
What? What? You need two hands. So Matt's using two hands and he can't talk. Can't hold the microphone. I can hold the microphone. I put my beer down. Hold the microphone. Speak, goddamn you!
I do have to admit that being able to do the three-finger salute is much easier than having to do the 1, 2, 3, right, four, 5
Do the
salute.
Dev alias, fag. I mean, Matt. Type normal.
Ass munch.
Do you see the?
I see USB 0 and USB 1.
I see USB 18 and 19.
Well, that's the actual device alias. It's like looking at a device node tree in Linux, which makes sense because this is BSD based.
Wait, look.
So
in
it's
this
USB
list, 0.
So I don't know which slot
you
I've
should
got
get
it in.
In this list, look for UD, usually below where you see HD. If found, it will usually have beside its, like, do this command.
What?
Go back.
Yeah.
Do this command. Printenv.
Yeah, print environment.
Space boot dash device.
Oh, I think I found that page.
Yeah, but that's just going to show you what the default boot device is.
Printenv boot dash device. And then,
yeah, it's set to the hard drive. This is
okay. No, wait. Set in. You need to set the boot device to a USB.
Yeah.
And then type mac-boot.
Really? This says something different. Oh no, this is right. Yeah, you have to do set env.
Set env space boot dash device space, and then you do like, What? Which one is it, though? The thing that I don't know which USB port you're on.
I tried 0.
Okay, no, wait. You were supposed to put other stuff.
Yeah.
You were supposed to... you might want to put that printenv USB 0 and then comma.
Colon comma or comma?
No, look. See here. See this? Set env... boot device, and then UD colon 3, comma, whack whack, colon TBXI.
Yeah, this says UD is
yeah,
USB
but hold
disk.
On. It said we need the number relates to step 3, so go back up to step 3. See?
Yeah.
Where the number after the colon corresponds to that partition number we found in step 2. Scroll up.
Well, you got an okay. Why don't you just try Mac boot and see what happens?
Because it's showing the device alias, but not saying any other information.
Well, let's see the printenv command again. Let's see what we got. Can't you just up arrow? That doesn't work anymore. Not the whole thing, poopy head. Do the command you did before. Yeah. Can't you up arrow? That's the one. USB 0. Fuck it, just say Mac boot and see what the fuck happens, motherfucker.
No, I don't think that's going to work because you see where it says signature, those are the commands that that doesn't look right.
Well, then you got to change it.
It doesn't seem to be showing the USB drive.
Did you say Mac boot?
Yes, and it failed.
Fuck! Fuck! I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Is that obvious?
Not painfully so.
Not painfully so? Do we need to upgrade the open firmware? Can we do that?
No, I already checked to see that we're running the current version.
Are we?
Yes.
Well, how do you know?
Because I checked, I looked up open firmware versions for the PowerBook G4, and we're running the right version. The Google knows.
Okay. So are you going to try this thing or what? Are you going to try doing this? Are you going to do this?
Yes.
Here, why don't you look at that?
Why don't we talk about something technical?
Sure.
What you got?
Tim Wurzel's question?
He had a question about recovering a PowerPoint thinger that didn't burn properly.
Yeah. Why don't you fire? Will you do me a favor and fire? Can you read your mail over there?
Yeah.
Why don't you do that and bust out his question and read it to the studio audience?
Okay, I'm not a very good reader, so.
Well, I mean, what do you mean you're not a good reader? You don't know how to read, or you're just not a good public speaker?
I get nervous. But I'm going to give it a try.
Just read.
Before you make me
and
more.
And try to fucking put some fucking life into it, for Christ's sake.
Dorks, comma.
You suck.
I kind of asked this earlier, but I'm going to use it as the question of the week also. See, part of the problem is I'm a bad reader, but he's not the greatest writer I've ever read.
Well.
He's no Longfellow.
He's no. I don't know why. I don't know. Okay.
Apparently yesterday at work here, someone was working in a PowerPoint presentation, and no, that someone is not me. Well, they decided to save the presentation to a disk while it was still open.
I don't think that. Why should that be a problem?
What does it mean for a disk to be open?
What he means is the presentation was open.
Oh. Why should that be a problem?
I don't know. How else do you save it?
I don't know. After burning it to a disk, they ejected the disk without checking to make sure it burned properly. And then deleted the only copy of the PowerPoint which existed on their personal shared folder on our server here.
What a dope.
We're in the process of eliminating everyone's personal shared folders because they're filled up with useless junk that's taking up Precious server room. He spelled
Precious server room?
No, Precious.
Precious?
I don't think that's how you spell Precious.
How did he spell it?
Precious.
That's Precious.
Yeah.
Now look here. First of all, why is the server room precious? I mean, with hard drive prices at the lowest they've ever been per gig.
Yeah. You can get one of these USB rigs like Irv has for cheap, right?
Oh my God, I got a 500 gig external drive at Micro Center today for $149.99.
Can it get any cheaper? Anyway,
Western Digital.
The presentation didn't burn properly, saving only the temporary file, and it seems that the file is lost. Any suggestions? The original file is
lost! Lost!
Once we delete from the server, it's gone from the server. Okay.
I don't understand that one either. Where's the Easy Recovery Pro or whatever?
We do have the backup from the night before, but from what I understand, a lot of work was done to it in the one day, so basically it'd be like starting over. And paying a data recovery firm a ton of money to find... To try and find it would make no sense
because then how are you gonna pull the drive out of the server?
It'd cost less to recreate the file. Thanks, Tim. Oh, thanks, comma, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
P.S. Irv, the graphic designer I told you about yesterday, is anticipating.
Damn, Drew, you are dissing on. Who is he? Your cousin?
Your email cousin-in-law.
Cousin, you are dissing on your cousin-in-law.
Sorry.
He's your family member, so it's cool. All right, look. Here's the thing. First of all, I don't quite understand what
he
means.
Check the recycle
bin. Yeah, I guess you could check the recycle bin. The other thing that I'm... hey, wait a second. Why don't you try booting from the OS 9 disk?
Oh, that's a good idea.
I mean, what the fuck, right?
It used to have... first aid used to come with your OS disk. Back in the System 7 days.
There you go. You're gonna put it in there? You fucking jerk.
Farging ice hole.
That spit
Shut
it out like
trap.
Immediately. I don't think you did it soon enough.
So
Put it back in and then do the thing.
I think the basic question is if you delete all the copies of your file, where do you get your file back from? Right.
What? Here's what I don't understand. First of all, she saved it to disk.
To the Prestia server.
I don't. The person had the PowerPoint open. And what did they do? They burned it to a CD while it was open? Is that, the file was in use? Is that what they're saying?
My guess is they saved it to the network server, probably because that's where the DVD burner is, and then burned it onto a DVD, then deleted it from the hard drive, and then the burn didn't work.
Wait, say this again, Drew?
My guess is that they saved it to the server.
Saved it to the server?
Probably because that's where the DVD burner is.
Okay.
And then walked over there and burned it to the DVD and then deleted it because they were done with it. And then apparently also deleted it from their own machine or didn't ever save it on their own machine. But then the burn didn't work.
I'm just really confused. I mean, I'm just really, really, really... Wow, look at that. I'm a fucking wizard. I'm the greatest there ever was.
Put on your robe and wizard hat.
Put on my robe and wizard hat.
This will at least show that the hard drive that I replaced is good or bad.
Sure, why not? Why the F not?
Just format it.
Why not? That's format. What I mean, yeah.
Format it and install the OS.
So it turned out it's willing to boot from the OS 9 CD, but not the OS 10 CD.
Yeah, maybe the OS 10 CD is...
Well, it's a completely different OS.
Is perfectly cromulent?
Or maybe I didn't shove it in all the way.
You shoved it in all the way. I think it's a perfectly cromulent CD.
That's a good word.
No. It's a word from...
It seems to spark dim memories. Yeah.
No, it's from The Simpsons. Krabappel. Not Mrs. Krabappel. Who's the other one? Mrs. Hoover.
Yeah.
Mrs. Hoover says, it's a perfectly cromulent word.
A noble spirit embiggens the smallest man.
Is it
nice.
Embiggen?
Embiggens is the...
Hey, here to save the show.
Is that the...
Hey, calendar? That looks good. Yes.
Indeed.
Pull up a chair. Clear off some shit.
I'm looking at an article from the Wikipedia called Culturally Significant Words and Phrases from The Simpsons. And under cromulent and embiggens, cromulent means valid, acceptable, or possibly commonplace, coined by David Cohen for the episode Lisa the Iconoclast. Embiggen, coined by Dan Greeny, means to make bigger, or used symbolically, means to empower. When schoolteacher Edna Krabappel hears Springfield Town motto, a noble spirit embiggens the smallest man, she comments that she never heard the word embiggens before moving to Springfield. Miss Hoover, another teacher, replies, I don't know why, it's a perfectly cromulent word. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you, Earth. We appreciate that.
Is this plugged in?
Is this thing on? I think so.
It was.
No one can hear you, Drew.
Ah.
No one can hear you. There's another mic right here.
Where?
There's a mic right there. There's more mics.
So this is Drew's mic.
You can have it. Drew, take another mic.
I'm reading the calendar.
Drew's reading the calendar.
So why are you reading off the internet again?
Because we don't have you here to grease the wheels of conversation.
Shut up.
All right, so what were we talking? Well, first of all, we were talking about how great I am.
Oh, that sounds like a very interesting conversation for everyone.
Earth's the fucking man.
Cyberspace.
What did that say? The startup disk is locked.
I'm screwing around with.
Is the open firmware set env thing? Is that like temporary?
You don't get that in System 9, right?
Yes, yeah, temporary.
That stuff's temporary.
Yeah.
Okay.
So wait a second. Did you fix something for someone? Is that
well?
Why
see, Matt was trying to boot into the OS 10 CD so he could install OS 10 on this Macintosh that I am stupidly giving him. And
is that the one my ass knocked over?
No, the one your ass knocked over, hopefully still works.
I need to beep when I back up.
Dory, you have an ignorant ass, an old ignorant ass.
That's well,
right.
But no, I wouldn't say my ass is ignorant. I think that, unless we're talking about you, of course.
Am I your ass? Am I your ignorant ass?
Hey, check this out. It's on USB 1, not USB 0.
Oh.
I found a mass storage device.
Good job, jerk off.
Okay, Drew is speed reading my calendar
and
with
you
a
know
small,
what?
Teeny smirk on his face. I don't know if that's good.
It's good.
Not, it is not finding any volumes mounted on the hard drive.
What does that mean?
I don't know. How do I format a hard drive in OS 9?
Well, you gotta be you should be able to.
To do what though?
I think your listening audience should really call in with this one.
No volumes mounted. Well, why don't you go to the Apple?
What the fuck is OS 9?
It's the Mac. Apple's operating system before OS X.
Like Windows. You know, you have Windows 95.
Like DOS.
No,
OS.
Like Windows 95, Windows 98, Windows ME, Windows NT.
Oh,
Windows
Apple
2000.
Calls it OS.
Well, they call operating system.
I guess I understand OS what OS means.
9, and then OS X or OS 10, also known as like what is it? Tiger.
Yes.
Leopard and tiger. Jaguar. And yes. Panther
what?
And.
They've been
naming all their OS 10 flavors after big cats.
Panther?
Yes,
really?
I believe Panther is out there. Leopard,
sorry.
Tiger.
I can't hear the word Panther without thinking of Daniel Velez.
Yeah, Daniel Velez. Half man, half panther.
He was half panther.
It wasn't a good short story.
No, it was a really bad one.
It was a bad short story.
Disk First Aid is on here. That's very nice. So is Drive Setup. Which should I try first?
Why don't you try Drive Setup? I think Drive's
going to scan for bad sectors. Don't you want to do that?
That will take forever.
How do I make it go?
It won't take forever. Double click it. How do you make anything go? Come on.
Dude, that's just applications. That's not how you launch them. It's just listing them. Go up to the Apple and try not the chooser.
Drew is taunting Dark.
That's not how you launch applications. Close the chooser.
I said, what are you new?
Try go to.
How do you get anything to work? Double click it. Bitch.
No.
I believe is what Drew said.
Open up the drive. Open up the drive and find the applications folder.
You guys, this is really thrilling to hear you guys mutter through this.
Can you scroll down? Is there anything?
Problem.
Utilities.
Software installers, system folder, utilities.
Jeez. Let's do utilities. Disk First Aid. There we go.
How about drive setup? Drive setup.
God.
Don't do disk first aid. Not initialized. Initialize. Yay.
Dude, you're a genius.
I've never done this before, but I'm not stupid.
Is this the reason why Irv needs a cape or a wizard's hat or something?
Yes, it is.
Like that?
She said wizard's hat.
Indeed.
Right before you came down. Were you
indeed.
I heard you.
Oh, okay. Don't. You should have just accepted your greatness. Deserved or undeserved? That's how it works. Look, in sports sometimes, you know, the ball just winds up in your hands and you get all the credit. Or
something. Is that what happens when you're in the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, look, it's not like Franco Harris did anything. The ball wound up, well, okay, he caught it. But, I mean, seriously. The Immaculate Reception in the AFC Championship. It went off someone's helmet. I was like, fourth down and forever.
Hey, I think you're muddling up the computer dorks with the sports dorks. And
hey, look, sports dorks are a very, very large
sports
swath. They cut a large swath of the dork population.
Sports, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Sports dork sounds like something you'd wear
They're
in your
sporks.
Pants. Sports dork.
They're sporks.
I like sports dork. Oh, I say the baby will be fine for the entire first trimester.
Because that's what you're worried about.
All you want to hear when you're pregnant in the first trimester is the baby will be fine. The baby will be fine.
Computer dorks are corks. And sports dorks are sporks.
It says who? You? Are we coming up with something right now?
Music dorks are morks. And fashion dorks are forks.
And I don't know if I'm
gay dorks or gorks.
Gorks.
Anything else? Can I think of anything else? Should we get back to Tim's question?
Yes.
What was his question? Since I was not listening.
His question. Let's see if we can parse this out.
Dude, I don't want to do this macOS install. I want to try to make the other one work again.
You can't. It won't.
Get this installed. Go to. So
go to hell.
I am in hell. Don't you know?
Wait. Where's
Earth's basement is the alias for hell.
Where's Senior Crapple these days? Isn't he the one that's supposed to be in the
house? He doesn't like us anymore.
Senior dial-a-dork at dcast.com now gets bounced.
Bounced. I saw that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to change that.
I'm sorry. What happened?
Well, I used to send a mail to Doug Cassidy at his domain dcast.com. To dial-a-dork at dcast.com, which, you know, he said he had a catch-all and it, everything went to him. Well, maybe he canceled said catch-all because it's been bouncing for like the last month.
And I
didn't even talk to him about the Cavs finals or anything.
Is that the dork equivalent of breaking up over the phone?
No.
No, I
bouncing
I don't think,
your emails.
I don't think he realized what was going to happen. Why do you have that error message? What
keep I forgot to close drive setup.
Or keep telling yourself that when you're crying by your keyboard at night, waiting for his emails. Poor lovelorn Irv.
You can also always do Command Q.
Wow.
To quit the active application.
I'm harshing on Irv.
Dude, I'm
harshing on me.
Yeah, I was just making fun of you crying by your keyboard because Dan Cassidy doesn't call you dog or whatever. Yes.
You like that one?
I like the
spleen.
The calendar's great.
Spleen is funny. Spleen is
the word
funny.
Spleen, what's not to like?
Spleen is a funny word.
Spleen.
It's like epiglottis.
Esophageal.
I think epiglottis
Drew,
is a
you
funny,
really don't have to read
word.
It if you don't
look,
want
we're trying to parse out Tim's question. Let me.
All right, so read the question.
All right, okay. Someone was working in a PowerPoint presentation.
Okay.
They decided to save the presentation to a disk while it was still open. Well, now, how else do you save a presentation unless it's open?
We don't need to go down that route. Just keep reading.
After burning it to a disk, they ejected the disk without checking to make sure it burned properly and then deleted the only copy of the PowerPoint which existed on their personal shared folder on the server. And he goes on and says something about basically anytime something's deleted from the server, it's gone forever unless it's in the backup. But they said like they can't use the backup copy because they did so much work. Between the last backup and the time the file was deleted, that it would be
files that you delete off of a file share.
Yeah,
don't go to your recycle
bin. They don't go to the recycle bin. So basically, you know, what should we do? And he's saying that the graphic designer is waiting to hear from you.
He should look for an undelete utility.
That's what I was talking
and
about.
And run it on the server.
I believe
there is
a free one.
There are either free
Dork
or very
Almighty's
cheap
free
ones.
Free software of the week. Let's say free file recovery.
No, you're going to get all kinds of crap, and you'll get a bunch of stuff that has that's
free,
free
file
but
recovery
disabled.
Software.
Right.
File recovery 3. Smart recovery 4.5. Is this free for personal use? File recovery 4. Free for personal use. It can undelete a lost file from FAT16, FAT32, NTFS. Even if the boot
which
sector's
may
been
not
damaged.
Be NTFS server, depends on
NTFS server.
Well, the
like a RAID volume.
No, I ran into this problem when I had to do something similar in that the NTFS is recognized for like a workstation, but I guess the server file system is slightly different.
Really?
Well, not really, but it's what I remember reading. I don't
all
have
right.
the details.
Well,
anyway,
here you
give
go,
it a try.
Tim. Why don't you try Googling for free file recovery and let a piece of software...
It's just not useful advice.
Why isn't it useful advice?
Why don't you try Googling your problem?
The one that came right up was file recovery 4. So why don't you go looking for file recovery 4? You can go to www.softwarepatch.com/software/file-recovery.html. I don't know if it works. I mean, I have a non-free product.
What's the
I think OnTrack used to make software called Easy Recovery 6 or whatever, and it's pretty awesome. And there's another one called like R-Type or something like that. It's a video game. Yeah, R-Type is a video game. What am
I
thinking
of? Summarize the problem again. Some guy loses like a PowerPoint presentation.
Basically,
and they want to know how to get back.
Looks like they tried to burn it to a CD, but all he got was like the temp file.
Well, why would he delete it before burning it?
I
don't understand.
He burned it and then he deleted it. I don't know why.
He's an architect, not a doctor.
So okay, but wouldn't the delete? Okay,
you've met some pretty stupid doctors in your line of work.
I spaced out while you guys were talking about this. But why don't you recap where we're at? Because I think everyone's confused. So
I'm totally confused because the
wait.
Worded well, or the guy just did something. That's
he deleted it off of his system, but it wouldn't leave a footprint or anything in the recycle bin because why?
It was on a server share.
It was on a server share, not his own computer. So when he deleted it off a remote computer, it doesn't go into a recycle bin. It just gets deleted.
But don't they say like even if it's even if you delete it forever, it's still there somewhere.
That's why I'm saying.
Isn't that the reason why we don't keep our kiddie porn?
Yes.
I'm joking.
We can always recover it later. No, that's why I'm directing him to this free file recovery software. What it will do is scan the hard drive looking for deleted files.
Wait, is that true or is that like an urban myth? That
no,
like
you can recover deleted files, most definitely, even after you format a hard drive.
But is it ever possible to completely delete a
yes.
file? It is
yes.
possible
it
to
is.
Completely delete
it? You have
delete
to delete it, and then you have to wipe the yeah. free space.
Google secure wipe.
Secure wipe or free space wipe. And what it does is it like it will either overwrite the free space like by, you know, basically what it does is it takes the free space and writes one gigantical file.
Gigantical.
To the
gigantical.
Free space, thus overwriting everything. And then it overwrites that file a bunch of times. And
It's a little easier to understand if you understand when a computer deletes a file, all it does is remove a pointer to it.
Right.
So it's still there.
Yeah. It's like
it
having a file folder in your cabinet.
Oh, it's like throwing away that card catalog card, but
yeah,
not the book.
But not the book.
Well,
right.
actually,
yeah.
wait
yeah.
a minute,
yeah.
wait a minute, wait a minute.
You guys
a minute.
Know what card
that's
catalogs
not,
are?
That's not entirely Shut true. That's not entirely
well,
true.
Well, well,
because
well,
it also... No, no. It also deletes... Shut up a second. It also gets rid of, in the file cabinet thing, there's a little divider inside the file cabinet that says what file you're about to look at. It throws that out too, because you always lose the first character of a deleted file. It doesn't
Seriously.
Delete the whole file. It just gets rid of the pointer, and I think it gets rid of the first block or first like little byte.
Well, it definitely marks it eligible for reuse, so
yeah.
that if you write another file, there's a chance
right.
that
it
could overwrite all or part of it. Yeah.
That's why the sooner you do this,
the
better.
Better.
And the
Especially
smaller the
on a
file
server.
You're trying to recover, the better, usually, also.
Especially
so there's
on
a
server.
Less of a chance that part of it's overwritten.
Yeah. Because if it's some, like, gigantic, you know, video file
yeah,
or something,
about it.
You're in
a
if you, unless it happened 5
perhaps.
Minutes ago, you're in a lot of trouble.
I mean, it depends on what he had in his PowerPoint presentation. Average size, I guess, is probably
First
like...
First of all,
that's
medium
small.
Yeah.
I would
PowerPoint,
consider a PowerPoint
right?
small,
wouldn't
even
this guy,
if it's 20 minutes.
If it's a server, wouldn't it have a backup tape or something?
Now, that's the last part of the question, is that the backup tape was from, like, the day before, but they did so much work on it that day, it would basically be like starting over.
Oh.
So the work they did between the last backup and the untimely deletion is a lot. And, So I would probably try one of these undelete tools on the server, one of these file recovery tools. Either buy one or try to find a freeware one.
So this is like a snooper that goes and looks for these like missing files.
It basically
files.
Scans the whole drive looking for, I think, file chains that are missing. The
MFT
missing
blocks.
Their either their MFT block
their
or
pointers.
They're either missing their pointers or missing that first little. Like it's looking for like these these unallocated like file chains or whatever.
Wow.
Or something.
I think the answer is to not recover the file, so that person will be more careful next time.
If you want to know,
it's tough love.
If you want to know,
teach the lesson.
How the like secure some of these secure wipe programs work. Do a Google for S-Delete, which is Mark Rasinovich's sysinternals tool, and the download page has a long description of how it works, and it overwrites things like 26 times by renaming the file like AAA.AAA, and then it rewrites the file naming it BBB.B. I mean, it like overwrites it a zillion bazillion times, and
interesting.
Basically, you cannot forget. It's basically Department of Defense. There's a data destruction standard that was written by the Department of Defense that they use for classified materials, and it meets that standard. There's also a German standard, and so if you ever use like any like disk wipe programs like Derek Bootennuke, or also known as DBAN, you can choose from like these different
levels
or active kill disk or anything like that. You can choose from these different like algorithms or whatever it is, these different levels of destruction.
So when you format a hard drive, it doesn't get rid of all these little files?
Formatting
Depends.
A hard drive does a pretty decent job.
Depends on which way you do it. The quick format doesn't.
Well, quick format barely does anything. It's like rewrites the MFT and maybe blows
motherfucking
away
the volume
tits?
Disk information.
Master file table, I think is what the MFT is.
Monster
not the mother,
fucking
not,
tits.
Not the monster fucking tits. That's better.
That better. Would be better.
And dorks are into that too.
Dorks.
Yeah, you can do a Google search for Erica Campbell. Or Aria Giovanni.
Oh, stop with the boobies. Okay, so wait. So how does these snooper programs know that they're looking at a file? I mean, how do you send it looking for your thing? I mean, you must give it like a billion keywords or something to find the thing you're looking for.
Well, no, it basically just scans the whole disk wholesale. You can apply filters, though, to the results table.
So you get a results table of all the deleted files you've ever deleted, it and it could be like billions and billions.
No. You know what? It probably won't find
only
that
the ones
many.
That are recoverable.
It'll probably find, depending on how many files there ever were and how long the disk's been in use, it'll probably find maybe a few thousand files or something on
oh,
that
no
order.
Oh, no big deal,
and
right?
Whether or not it's been defragmented.
And whether defragmentation is not good.
Yeah, it overwrites.
You know, it moves everything around.
Moves everything around.
And it'll probably overwrite stuff. But, it'll also probably tell you the condition of the file.
Will it bring back the file name?
Yes.
Part of
sometimes.
Everything but the first character, probably.
Okay. So I was going to say, like, how the fuck would you know which
exactly.
One's the file?
Well, exactly. As long as you're not doing some kind of raw data recovery, as long as you're using the partition information, at least a little bit, it should maintain. I think the first part of the file is always the file name, and that's, they chop off the first, like, byte.
Did they put that little tilde in?
That's temp files.
I don't think they put the tilde in. I think they put in like a question mark to say like I don't know what this is. But basically, it'll probably show you a tree structure. If it's like a GUI type tool, it'll probably show you a tree structure of all the different folders and files that it found. And then it will basically you can probably filter the results to say like I want to see everything that you know *.ppt.
Well, if this is so simple, then why is it a big deal? Like,
well,
I mean,
not everybody knows this. And but not everybody has used these tools.
Are some of these snoopers like better than others? Like, I mean, is that the thing
that's
that you're
question.
Talking about Googling
that's
for
how,
them?
Mr. Peter Norton got his money.
What,
was by writing an undelete utility.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember Norton Utilities?
Yeah.
Remember?
I remember Norton. That was the virus guy, right?
Yeah. Before
Peter
he
Norton.
Did viruses, he did basic DOS utilities.
That's true.
Remember his software already
Do
had,
you remember
always
PC
had a picture
tools?
Yes.
PC Tools
good set
was
of tools.
Awesome. It gave you like a mouse control and a two column tree view of your drive, and you could drag. Oh my god, it was so great. I don't know if you could drag, but you could highlight things and.
Oh my god!
PC
my god,
Tools
was
so great.
Awesome.
It's so great.
I really missed that.
PC
stuff.
Tools was so great.
Now, if I remember correctly, to eject a disc, a CD, you drag the disc to the trash file.
That's correct. Are you
oh
done?
My god, is this laptop like from 1990 something?
I think if you hold down the mouse button while it's restarting, it'll eject the disc.
Tickle it
too late.
Hold it down. Did you say restart, right?
Yeah.
Hold it down while it's restarting, and I think it'll spit the disc out.
Tickle it. Hop on one leg.
Keep holding it.
What kind of bullshit?
Hold
the button
Keep holding
down.
It. Hold the button. Hold it.
Right there.
Now hold it. Get out of the wedge. Now hold it. What's that song where he says, now hold it?
It totally
you
did
let
not
go.
Work.
Why'd you let go? What are you doing?
Hitting the eject button.
Oh, hey, that's an eject button. Oh, did that work?
Yeah.
You fucking
hold the
current. Now why,
who's
then,
got
why
the
is there no
wizard hat now?
Why did it do that?
Well, because I probably was trying to boot from the CD. Oh, there it goes. Okay.
So those of you listening at home are missing the obvious glee that Matt
okay,
is experiencing by
here is
having
the other
formatted
thing.
His
what can you do
Macintosh
with a temporary file? Can you do anything with the temporary file from Office?
You used to be able to rename it to the file type that it is a temporary file of, and you'd be able to get that data back. Now you have to go through recover. The recover utility, I think it's off of the file menu or something, file recover document, and you point it to the temp file and it will try to recover whatever.
So there you go, Tim.
There.
You could try that too. If you still have that recovery file, you could try working with that. Maybe.
The
maybe.
Temp file.
I have a question for the dorks. When was the last time something like this happened to you?
Whew.
I actually had to send a laptop drive to OnTrack.
I did too.
Is it because you effed up the
no,
the save
process?
No,
it was a hard crash. I mean,
yeah.
There's nothing I could do about it.
When was your screw up the result of lost data? Or I mean, when was lost data the result of a screw up that?
Is this confessions from the dork side?
No, I'm just saying that
for me.
True
like,
dork
my,
confessions.
Probably like 97 or
if
somewhere.
If you worked
there.
With computers, you know, for more than 10 minutes, They tell you to save frequently, right?
I just lost an entire AutoCAD file the other day, and I was under deadline, and it pissed me off, and I thought I said save, and it didn't save.
Oh, geez.
Does that count?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pissed.
All right, well, guys, we're in Mac OS 9.22. Let's see if we can upgrade to OS 10.
Hooray!
Are these the discs I was sitting on?
Well, you're not sitting on them anymore, that's, but yes, they
that's
were.
That's good.
So how do you do this, guys?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
What's this? So this is the laptop you got from Mr. Irv, and it's, like, really old. How old is it?
It's a Macintosh PowerBook G4 Titanium Mercury. Mm. Long-ass title. I didn't see what years it was produced, but it was pre-2000.
Really?
And I took it to the Apple Store.
I called the 1990s. You did. Thank you, man. You did very well.
I took it to the Apple Store, and they indicated that it was the most likely scenario was the hard drive had was freaking out and was bad. So I happened to have a hard drive laying around.
Oh, and, who doesn't?
Nerds generally do.
You've seen all the crap I've collected over the years. Total pack rats.
So you did. I replaced the hard drive and brought it over here, and Irv has CDs of ill repute, and
what are you talking about?
We're using them.
These basically
these are great CDs. I'm just being.
It was announced
facetious.
On January 9th, 2001.
Oh, it was okay.
What was right, OS 10?
No,
the PowerBook.
The PowerBook.
The PowerBook.
PowerBook.
G4. All right. Well, yeah. So it was 2001.
What's up with people hanging out in the Apple Store?
Man, why? What is up with this OS 10 CD not being recognized by the drive?
Give it a second, man.
It didn't even spin around.
It's just gonna spit it out.
I think it's just gonna spit it out.
Well, hey, you've at least got 9.2. You can do stuff with it.
Well, I wonder if we can do... is there a over-the-internet upgrade to OS 10? Probably not, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Just suck it up and live with OS 9.
Fuck no.
Why?
The whole point is to have
now
OS 10.
Now can you use the other one?
The USB drive?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is the USB drive plugged in?
Try it. Nobody touched anything.
Yeah, it's plugged in.
It is plugged in.
Do you have it in your list of?
I think it won't mount until you put the CD in.
I'm impressed this thing even has a CD reader.
Well, 2001 was, you know, it was at least moderately advanced.
That was hundreds of years
CD
ago.
They had CD drives in 91.
They had like DVD ROMs in 91 or 2001?
2001.
91.
Well, in 94, when I got my lovely Ambra from the
that was hot.
Case Western bookstore.
You're right. Something's effed up about this CD drive and Mac OS X, which is bizarre.
I don't know.
So I looked up prices.
I don't know what's
going
to happen when you try to install, though. I don't know if it's going to need to boot into a mode, and it's not going to, you know. Hi.
Hi. I'm really tired.
Oh, boo, 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 boo. Well, it's actually after 9 o'clock. This has been a weird show. No question about it. Why don't you expand that window ever so slightly?
So, like, what carnage occurred before I came down here?
It was just not good radio. Not good radio at all. I hope our fans will forgive us.
And if this is your first time listening to the show...
This isn't us.
Yeah, try last week's show.
It's not us, it's you. What?
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Okay, so, basically, I think we've basically been of only mild help to Tim.
I've got a question, though, about temporary files.
Okay.
I want to know what the fuck is up with Microsoft Word writing these WKRP in Cincinnati files. Every time I'm in a big fat-ass document with lots of pictures, I end up with like 10,000 little W-something temp little squiggly things like up in my... They're like megs big, and sometimes they don't go away. What's up with that?
I don't quite understand what the hell you're... What in what folder do you get all the temp things?
Okay, say I'm working on a report at work, and it's a big Word, Microsoft Word document.
Yeah.
Lots of pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm cutting, I'm pasting, I'm working, I'm grabbing things from other Word documents maybe.
Yeah.
But like, so I go into the file tree in the my computer, what do you...
Windows Explorer.
The Windows Explorer. And there's like 10 temporary squiggly WKRTMP some shit like going. What the fuck is that? And they don't always go away. And
yeah, they don't.
They're supposed to go away when you close the document.
It doesn't always happen that way though.
But no, it doesn't. To.
But why do they get created at all? What the hell are they?
In that's case your computer crashes,
yeah. Those
when
are the backup
you restart
recovery
Word,
files?
It says, it looks like you had a work in progress.
There's more. I believe they also stores like the undo information while you're working.
Oh, I love the undo.
Yeah, I think it stores all the undo information. Yeah, why don't you just run that?
Sure. Well, now I love them because undo is my favorite thing.
Yeah, but I think it's safe to delete them. Once you close the document.
Well, sometimes I can and sometimes I can't. Like, it depends if they still thinks it's... It's one of these quirky little things. But
try it.
It is not going to work.
Let's see what happens. It might know where it's coming from and do it. Let's see what happens.
I don't think it's going to work.
Let's just wait and see what happens.
I don't know if... Speaking of the Control-Z, you know, does anyone else share my opinion? Drew, we can talk about this.
Sure.
Do you share my opinion that...
Crap, foiled
again. The fact
again.
That you can undo so much now as you're working... has affected people's ways of living their lives. Because I feel like I'm always shocked now in real life when something happens that I can't undo.
Like when you buy the wrong color car?
I love it. It talks to me.
So I want to press Control Z. Like when I run a red light, I'm about to get a traffic ticket. I'm like, no. Control Z, Control Z, Control Z. And yeah, I think that back when you had to type with a typewriter and carbon paper, and you had to start all over again if you fucked something up,
yeah.
I think people did things slower. I think they did it more deliberately, and I think that they weren't surprised like when they had to live with the consequences. Now it's like when I can't undo something, I have a hard time.
I was the dork who had to type up the program for our wedding, you know, that tells all the things that happened.
Yeah.
And on the back, I put a picture of a dialog box that said, "There is no undo available. Ah. Proceed, cancel."
You are the biggest dork ever. Really?
Yeah,
you did that.
I did.
See, you can control
I
Z.
Proceed.
You can control Z a wedding. Right. You can't control Z a kid.
Right.
That's the ultimate.
Right.
Can't undo.
There is no undo.
I swear to God that I want to write Bill Gates a hate letter every time I get the can't undo message. It's like,
Usually it tells you before it does the thing. Like, are you sure you want to do this? Because you can't undo it.
No, you know, I work in a lot of AutoCAD type applications. Like,
Yeah. Well, then you need to. Email
drafting
AutoCAD people.
I really should. Well, you know, I blame
Bill Gates.
I blame Bill Gates for everything. Because, you know, why not?
It's good, though, because it makes you not afraid to try a new function of the software that you're not familiar with.
I know. I love Control Z. I swear to God, we should all be wrapped in Nerf and there should be a giant Control Z button in your house.
Yep.
But no, there's not.
We should all be wrapped in Nerf.
I think that we should all be wrapped in Nerf. Everything should be child-proofed.
Oh, boy. This is destined to end in failure.
Okay, wait.
Thanks
there's
a lot, Drew.
There's all kinds of shit going on now. Dork Almighty's got a bunch of cords and another fucking little drive thing.
It won't open, I think, until you
wait,
plug it in.
Do not tell me you're trying to do the same CD in a third disk drive.
Maybe.
You guys are such
the first
idiots.
One doesn't work, keep trying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is why Matt has so much luck with women.
There you go.
Because he's persistent.
Because
he won't settle for OS 9. It's a little older, but it gets the job done.
Hitting the open button. Did you hit it?
That's really funny.
Yeah, I did, but it's not working.
Now, see, so then the whole
all
time
right,
he'd be working on the laptop, he'd be like looking at other laptops. You know what
it's
I'm saying? He really needs.
Well, I got this one for free, and
yeah,
I had to replace part of it.
She won't go away. She's a Frankenstein.
What? Anyway. That was a no. That was a non-starter.
What did I tell you?
So, man, I don't know
bits.
What to say.
Place your bets.
I say suck it up and live with OS 9.
I'm going to go to the Apple Store at 10 on Friday, and
okay,
we'll see what they do.
You know what we could do?
Mask become one of those people that
you
get lost
could
at the Apple Store. You're just going to go to the Apple Store and start hanging out with your iPod.
At the
and
Genius Bar?
No.
With your Starbucks.
I was
shit.
So irritated when I went to the Genius Bar. And
the fact that they call it that, I just want to go take a shower.
I didn't have a problem with that. The thing that irritated me is you actually have to make an appointment.
Yeah.
At the Genius Bar?
At the Genius Bar.
Yeah.
What, for a haircut? I mean, what the hell is that?
It's worse. It's like setting up an appointment at the dentist's office.
Because
they're like, we're completely scheduled for tonight, so you'll have to, we have some openings tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. I'm like, well, I work during the day. When are the openings? They're like, they're during the day.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Assholes.
Yeah, where are the dorks on demand?
Yeah, exactly.
You guys
I'm
are
like,
dorks on demand.
Give me some service here, bitches. So they're like,
give me some service here, bitches.
They're like,
what do you guys think? You're like, the Apple store or something?
Well, you can wait. And if somebody doesn't if somebody doesn't show up, we might be able to fit you in. And I'm like, holy shit. So yeah, they, PvP Online had a great cartoon. It's like the Apple store definitely does things their way. It's not necessarily a bad way, but it's very different from everything else that we're used to.
Yeah.
Evidently, Apple users get used to this kind of stuff. So, I don't know. Whatever.
They like to be spanked.
I guess.
Hmm.
Well, it's just, it's so fucking great that it's Apple.
You want to end the show? Mm. Looks like, Matt, we've hit a dead end.
We haven't made a dead end. We actually loaded OS 9
onto
the
computer
in less than 20 minutes, which is faster than any Windows install I've done.
Drew, you haven't been here in a while.
No, I haven't. Copying that CD to
to a different CD just to see if
just
it's
to see if it's for some reason the substrate or something, or is the actual CD itself
substrate.
It's after 9. I don't want to waste a bunch of time doing that kind of stuff
when
I've
the last time I did that.
You know, got an appointment set up for Friday, and it's getting late, and you and
you're so good
the wife and such have to go to bed, so you know.
Okay.
It's all good.
There you go.
Actually, if I take the CDs with me, I can copy it at home.
You two, this is fascinating. I think you should talk about it some more. What are you going to do with the CD next, Matt? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Well, let's end the show.
Did she talk to you like that in bed or something?
Oh, dude, she talks to me. Dory ruins me in every scenario you can imagine. She just trashes me.
Ruin you?
Trash me.
It's just, you know, it's so much fun.
Yep. Okay. If you enjoyed tonight's show or didn't enjoy tonight's show or have a question for the Dorks, mail us at dorks@dial-a-dork.com. Visit our website, www.dial-a-dork.com. Go to www.cafepress.com/dialadork, no hyphens, and buy some of our shit.
Has anyone bought anything?
Yeah.
Really? Who's bought stuff?
My mom. And a client of mine named Mary. She bought a mug.
Wow.
And I bought stuff for Frankie.
Yes, you can buy the hottest baby wear.
It has the Dial-a-Dork logo, designed by one Drew Ivan.
I had some interest about Dial-a-Dork at work today. People were asking about it.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe they should tune in, eh?
So a shout out to all our new listeners.
Shout out, y'all. Shout out.
There could be up to 3. There were 3 people present.
Well, anyway, that is tonight's show. It was very disorganized, very disjointed. Dory, thank you so much for coming down and turning into something resembling a show.
Oh, goodness.
We always
appreciate
your company.
Is that the way it's been the whole time?
Kind of. It's been horrible. All right. Anyway, thank you very much, and tune in whenever we get our act together. All right.
Get all those pimps together. It was live.